Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is a fun day in studio.
It's always fun, but it's especially fun today.
You're right. I say that every day, don't I?
I probably say that I love everything, so it's fair.
Because we have a guest in studio, and not just any guest.
All the way from Texas.
I know. So I have to say y'all today.
Y'all.
I can say it, and it's literally used in the right context today. In studio with us today, Donna Pyle, author and just all-around encouraging person. You see her in person, first thing she does is give you a hug. So, Donna,
it's
welcome.
True.
Glad to have you on the Coffee Hour in studio here today. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Well, gosh, thank you for having me. And you used y'all well, so that
thank
worked
you.
Great.
I lived in Texas. I could say y'all. And I grew up here. We say y'all here in Missouri. Some of us do. Sarah's a transplant, so...
It's true.
So
I'm a Michigander.
Did you
say y'all?
I have. Then people look at me weirdly. I'm like, you're not from the South. You can't do that.
Natalia, you grew up in Texas?
I did. I'm a native Texan. Yep.
She
the horses, the whole bit. Yeah, it was fantastic.
What part of Texas did you... Texas is a big place.
It is. Near College Station. Grew up with horses and a little pond where you take your cane pole and go fishing for perch and the whole bit. It was fantastic.
You haven't wandered too far then.
No.
If you grew up in College Station and still in the Houston area...
Yep.
And trying to find that perfect cabin to do your writing, your little writing cabin.
Yes, and that's in the process as we speak, which is wonderful because I'm just tired of walking out my door and seeing 15 houses. It's time to get out and see trees and, you know.
But aren't those 15 houses, aren't they what inspires you to do your writing?
They inspire me to stay inside so it's quiet. Isn't that horrid?
There are so many things I want to dig into. I want to talk about what you're working on, but also I want to learn more about who Donna Pyle is. This name came up when I started here at KFU a few years ago, started seeing Donna Pyle and Bible studies and other things and other material that you're writing, book. Had a chance to talk about that a few years ago as well. So I want to talk about who Donna Pyle is and who Donna Pyle, the writer, is. As well. I want to talk about all those and what you're working on. So those are all the fun things I want to talk about. I do have to mention, we actually have coffee. This is a rare occasion. I'm actually drinking coffee today.
There's a reason why Indy's mouth is running very fast right now. And this is on decaf.
Imagine if I had like legitimate amounts of caffeine.
People would have to like slow the recording down so you can understand the words.
So it's not Alvin.
But to many people's standards, this would be an abomination because it's mostly milk with some coffee in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a latte. So is it latte or latte?
Latte.
Latte.
It's unicorns in a cup.
It's
what it is. Magical.
It's just lovely.
So typical Coffee Hour guest question. What's your style or favorite choice in coffee?
Oh, mocha.
Mocha.
Anything with chocolate, yes.
Mm.
With whipped cream, yes.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards.
Always mocha, no matter where you are?
Oh, no. But it's more cream than coffee. So, yeah. I don't do black coffee. I have this theory that it puts hair on your chest, and I can't really have that. So, yeah. Mocha is fantastic.
Well, and chocolate and coffee are always...
I think you created a new word.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
That's phenomenal.
Do we have our program title now? Mochas are delicious, though. They were my entrance into the coffee world. So
were they?
Yeah, because I couldn't drink like real coffee. I had to have chocolate.
I thought I liked coffee. Turns out that I liked the cream.
It's awesome.
Milk and sugar and a little bit of coffee.
A little bit of coffee. But I'm down with it. I can drink coffee. Not black coffee. So is coffee part of the inspiration when you're sitting down to write? What's your environment like when you sit down to write?
I like to create a space that's peaceful. And yes, coffee's part of it. Unless it's in the middle of the summer and it's 100 degrees and it's Africa hot. And then it needs to be like iced tea because that's the house wine of the South, you know. So.
The sweet tea.
The sweet tea, yes.
Because iced tea is not iced tea unless it's sweet.
I'll never forget the first time I traveled north and they served tea and it wasn't sweet. And I was like, what is this?
You're like, this is an abomination.
That's not
what
even a choice
am I in
the South. Yeah.
I think I saw a meme the other day, things you'll never hear in the South. This tea is too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you'll never see that. No. More like, can you add a little more and put a biscuit on the side?
So my add to my abomination of all the milk in this, there's ice in this coffee too today, which, yeah, wouldn't work for you, huh?
No.
No iced coffee. That's just a horrible thing.
That needs to be tea. Yeah. That needs to be tea.
So it's a quiet space when you sit down to write.
It is. And it has to be instrumental music because I'm a singer. And so if I put on music that has words, I end up singing and they somehow end up in the manuscript. And so I have to delete.
We were just talking about that today.
I
type what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And so it has to be instrumental music. And yeah, just a quiet space and kitty cats roaming around and yeah. It's fantastic.
What got you started writing? When did you start writing?
I started writing. I've been a part of LWML for over 20 years, and I was elected to Vice President of Christian Life for the Texas District. And part of that responsibility was to provide spiritual life materials for the ladies of the Texas District. And I was looking at what was there, and I said, you know, we need something snappy and relevant and kind of modern. And the pastoral counselor looked at me and said, well, then you write it. And that's when you start duck paddling back. I was like, what? I can't, what? Me? What? And I started writing these little two-page, like, devotion things. And they would put them on the Texas District website. And before they knew it, people from other states were pinging in and downloading them. And I was starting to get asked to go teach them live. And it just kind of started there by someone saying, well, then you write it.
And a fire was started.
It did. And I really, you know, I was sad to have a full-time job. I mean, that's sad to say, but I wanted to spend all my time just looking at the original languages and studying. And because it just, I mean, God's word, living and active, it just drew me in and I just can't get enough of it. And so even though there's certain projects that I'm working on, there's always 20 more in the back of my head that's just like... CPH just released their First Kings commentary. And now I'm like, this is bedtime reading. This is fantastic. So what can I teach now to First Kings? It's so, yeah, I love it.
So did your foray into writing, did that kind of spurn even more of digging into the word? And you mentioned looking at original languages too. That's not something that like your, you know, casual writers just kind of like, hey, let's look at the Greek and Hebrew, or, you know.
Yeah, no, I really want to. I'm very into understanding what was going on in the scene, like stepping into the pages of scripture. I want to know the culture. I want to know, because there's so much lost in translation. I want to know what they were experiencing at the time, like the feeding of the 5,000. What did that mean and look like? What did that sound like? What was going on politically in the climate? I mean, it just creates such a rounded Bible study that I write studies that, for me, it's like, oh, I think that would be cool to learn. And that's the whole premise of that I'm learning, and I think on the way, well, others may think this is cool too, and that's really the premise of everything.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like when you're just reading the scripture on your own, you don't get all of that. There's a lot behind the scenes that is out there. You can find it, but not many people are going to go digging for it.
Yeah, and I had a pastor challenge me one time to read scripture aloud because it wasn't written back then, and you were taught verbally and everything. Mm. And so I never, when I'm by myself, I never read scripture silently. It's always aloud. And it's amazing what you hear when you do that.
What do the cats think?
They're sleeping. You're doing yoga. Yeah.
You know, what did you find most challenging? You mentioned, you know, the original languages. What have you found most challenging in your encounter with the original languages when you're studying a text?
Right to left. Right to left. Hello, Hebrew. Right to left. But actually, the most frustrating thing for me are different commentaries, because I love reading. If I'm on a particular set of passages, I will download every commentary I can get my hands on, and they don't agree. Mm-hmm. And so it's difficult, especially if there's enough on both sides to where you can't really say something definitively. I find it frustrating, and that's where I'm thankful that I have pastors to go to say, okay, what's the real deal?
You found an audience with, LWML was really the starting point, and connecting with women. And so now you have Bible studies that are published with CPH and have really reached a great audience with many women that I would say that have have really connected, helped women connect with one another and with the Word of God around these topics as you study the Word of God.
I'm so thankful for that. That's amazing.
How many Bible studies do you have out now? I've lost count.
For different like devotions, things mm-hmm. for the ministry, there's probably 30 different ones. But for the official big ones, there's 5 for CPH and 5 for LWML. And all the LWML ones are DVD studies. Because we need something in our Lutheran church that has that. You see all the other denominations have these powerful women teachers and stuff. And I'm not trying for that, but I'm trying to get the beauty of our theology out there as well in a medium that reaches women where they are, busy women. And I think it's necessary.
You brought up the point of some of these other teachers from other denominations or other faiths, and I was going to point that out, that you really give them a good challenge, because you bring the Word of God to this audience that is taught so clearly, and as you said, you want them to understand the Word of God as we Lutherans understand the Word of God, and you do that well.
Well, thank you. And well, that wasn't my background, so I'm very thankful for pastors and people who are much smarter than me, who actually take the time to sit with me or look at Bible studies and say, well, these passages don't really connect, and this is why. Maybe use this one instead. And I learned so much from that, and I'm so thankful for that.
It's hard to believe the segment is almost over.
Yes, it is.
What?
I've got my clock running.
I know. I have more that I want to talk about, but we're almost out of time. You have a number of projects going on. What, and maybe we can get to this maybe in another segment, what should we be looking for this year from Donald Pyle?
A brand new DVD study with CPH on perseverance based on the book of Nehemiah, which is, I'm so excited about that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Donna, it's so fun. Thank you for coming over to the studio and for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning. I always love hearing what you're doing, and I know you're going to be in, I'm sure, LWML convention and things like that in the coming year, probably be at those events as well. So keep your eyes out for Donna Pyle and her great stuff from Concordia Publishing House. That does it for the Coffee Hour this hour. Wow. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.